بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك، ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك. لك الحمد كالذي نقول، ولك الحمد خيرا مما نقول. لك الحمد حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد إذا رضيت، ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. اللهم لك الحمد ملء السماوات والأرض وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وزد وترحم وتحنن على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وذرياته أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم تقبل منا ختم القرآن، وتجاوز عنا ما كان فيه من خطأ أو نسيان، وما كان فيه من تحريف أو تغيير أو زيادة أو نقصان. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا، اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا، ونور أبصارنا، وجلاء أحزاننا، وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا، وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم. اللهم ارزقنا بكل حرف من القرآن حلاوة، وبكل كلمة كرامة، وبكل جزء جزاء. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن الذين هم أهلك وخاصتك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل القرآن حجة لنا لا علينا. اللهم اجعل القرآن حجة لنا لا علينا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا التي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم توفنا مسلمين، وألحقنا بالصالحين، غير خزايا ولا ندامى ولا مفتونين. اللهم توفنا وأنت راض عنا غير غضبان. اللهم توفنا وأنت راض عنا غير غضبان. اللهم ارفع مقتك وغضبك عنا. اللهم ارفع مقتك وغضبك عنا، ولا تؤاخذنا بما فعلنا، ولا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يخشاك ولا يرحمنا. اللهم اجعلنا نخشاك كأننا نراك. اللهم اجعلنا نخشاك كأننا نراك، وأسعدنا بتقواك، ومتعنا برؤياك، ومتعنا برؤياك، واجمعنا مع نبيك ومصطفاك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا، وحوضه لنا موردا. O most kind, most loving, most gracious, most merciful Allah, you have instructed us in the Quran that we glorify you and we praise you. You have said to us, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ, glorify your Lord. You have said to us, وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا, speak about the majesty of your Lord. O Allah, we lack the vocabulary. O Allah, we lack the correct phrases by virtue of which we can do justice to your grandeur and your supremacy, O Allah. Oh Allah, we say to you in your glory the very words that you have mentioned in the Quran. You are the Lord of the heavens and the earth. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ Allah, everything in the heavens belongs to you, my Allah. Everything in the earth belongs to you, my Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزُلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا Allah, you are aware with that which penetrates the earth. You are aware of that which exits from the earth. You are aware of that which descends from the heavens. You are equally aware of that which ascends to the heavens, my Allah. You have described yourself by saying, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا You don't ever forget, my Allah. لَا يَظِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى My Allah, we err every day. You never err, my Allah. Sometimes we look at the atrocities in the world. We see the butchers who continue to massacre Allah. We wonder why there is this anarchy, my Allah. But then you remind us, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ That you are not heedless. You are not oblivious. You are not unmindful. Your watchful eye is watching everyone, O Allah. تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ At times you cause the night to enter into the day. You cause the day to enter into the night. My Allah, you have declared in the Quran, لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ That you will do as you please, when you please, how you please, with whom you please. And none in the entire world, nor in the heavens and the earth, has the right and the authority to ever question you, my Allah. And you've equally said that everyone besides you will be subjected to absolute scrutiny, my Allah. This is your majesty, my Allah. We wouldn't accept and tolerate our employee asking us anything, Allah. Yet if he comes a minute late, we subject him to intense interrogation. We can walk in an hour late. We can walk in a week late. He doesn't have the guts or the right or the audacity to question us. Allah, we have no rights to ask you anything, my Allah. You are perfect in your execution. You are exalted in your majesty. You are just in your decisions, my Allah. وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا You have declared that you do not fear how the creation interprets your decisions, Allah. If you decide a tornado, my Allah, if you decide a tsunami, none has any recourse against you. None can question your integrity, my Allah. We ask from you the du'as the prophets had asked from you, Allah. We say to you, my Allah, what Nuh said to you, Rabbi anni maghloobun fantasir. Oh my Allah, I am overpowered. You rescue me, Allah. Allah, today we've been overpowered by the community, by the society, by the vice, by the political turmoil, by anarchy, by lawlessness, by trials, by tribulations. The nature of maghloob has come from every angle, my Allah. Oh Allah, there no longer is shelter anywhere, my Allah. There no longer is amnesty anywhere, Allah. Nuh said it after discharging his duty, my Allah. The result of his supplication was, it brought about floods on the entire world. And it brought about destruction, my Allah. My Allah, we have failed in our duty. We do not have the submission of Nuh, nor do we have the union of Musa that he had with you, Allah. We say to you what Musa said to you, إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ When Musa sat beneath the tree, my Allah, there was a warrant of arrest against him. He had no partner. He had no food. He had no shelter. He was isolated. He was banished. He was, due to circumstances, expelled from his community. My Allah, our situations are much more tragic than that of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah, we've been alienated by the broader world. We haven't obeyed you, so we're guilty of treason with you, Allah. Allah, we're between a rock and a hard place. Allah, we are only hitting icebergs, Allah. We are only hitting icebergs, my Allah. This night is only darkening upon us, Allah. Musa made this dua to you, my Allah. You rescued him. You wedded him to the daughter of a Nabi. You gave him sustenance for 10 years. You privileged him with Nabuwat. We make dua to you, the dua of Sayyidina Musa. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِأَخِي وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وأنت أرحم الراحمين. Oh Allah, pardon me and my brother and include us in your mercy. We make to you the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Allah, don't disgrace us on the day when others will be disgraced and humiliated. We make dua to you the dua of Sayyidina Isa. Allah, we are asking you through the agency of the words of your beloved servants, Allah. We have nothing of our own that could appeal you. We're trying to mimic and impersonate those that are close to you, Allah. We're trying to revive the words of those that are beloved to you. إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh my Allah, if you choose to punish us, it is your right, it's your prerogative, you're entitled, you're not answerable, you don't have to give an explanation, you don't have to give a justification. And at the same time, in the same breath and in the same vein, my Allah, if you choose to pardon every one of us here, as much as we are not deserving, Allah, it doesn't drop your greatness in any way, my Allah. You remain exalted, my Allah. That one person in Bani Israel, my Allah, in the throes of death, in the critical moment, he spoke to you, my Allah, and his tone impressed you, his plea impressed you, his approach impressed you, and you forgave him and you pardoned him, Allah. We beg you, we beseech you, we're not from the Bani Israel, we're from the ummah of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are shielding ourselves with him, O Allah. We are shielding ourselves with the dua he made on Badr. We don't have a dua. We are shielding ourselves with the 3 hours and 5 hours dua that he made at Arafat, mounted on his conveyance, O my Allah. We are crying to you through the agency of the dua that he made in the different battles, my Allah. We are crying to you through the agency of the du'as that he made in the dead of night, that even you revealed the Quran and said, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. That, oh my Habib, do not burden yourself. We're asking you through the agency and the kindness that you have for your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive us. Allah, we say to you what Amir ibn Abdullah Tamimi said, اللهم إنك خلقتني بأمرك وأقمتني في بلايا هذه الدنيا بمشيئتك ثم قلت لي استمسك ولكن كيف استمسك ان لم تمسكني بلطفك يا قوي يا متين. Oh my Allah, you created me by your will, then you subjected me to temptations by your choice, then you impressed upon me not to succumb. He said to you, and we say what he said, Allah, if you don't hold me, how can I resist temptation? Allah, we say to you what Yusuf said to you, wa illa tasrif anni kaydahunna asbu ilayhinna wa akum min aljahilin. When the woman plotted to seduce Yusuf and they came away in a seductive way, Yusuf pleaded to you alayhi salam and he said, Allah, if you're not going to avert this plot, by my instinct I will incline. Allah, he was a Nabi, he was protected. You said, كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ. Allah, we wicked, we evil, the heavens and the earth hasn't seen more wicked creatures than us, my Allah. If you're not going to avert the plots of the woman of today, and you're not going to avert the monetary plots and schemes away from us, Allah, we're going to incline towards every vice and every sin. Allah, you've said it so beautifully in the Quran, and we marvel at your grandeur. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Verily your matter is, when you decree a matter, that you only intend its existence and it happens, my Allah. But you've equally said, nobody can convince you, my Allah. Nobody can override you. Nobody can impose on you. Nobody can put pressure on you. It is when you decide, how you decide. We begging you, my Allah, decide. The brothers of Yusuf came to Yusuf alayhi salam and they had committed a crime against him. They needed to bring money to buy corn and grain. They said to him, we don't have money, we have the shape of money. But Yusuf overlooked it. وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ. They openly confessed and they said, O king, we came to buy grain, but we don't have money. We have fake notes, we have counterfeit money. It looks like money, accept it on behalf of money. My Allah, we don't have fast. We have something that looks like a fast. My Allah, we don't have salah. We have something that looks like a salah. My Allah, we don't have recital of Quran. We have something that looks like a Quran. My Allah, Yusuf was one servant of yours. He overlooked his brothers who were treacherous to him, who betrayed him. but they came with the appearance of money. They came with superficial money. They came with fake notes. My Allah, today we beg you, we beseech you, we implore you, my kind, loving, darling, beloved Allah. We ask you through the agency of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept our fake notes, my Allah. My Allah, you have told us, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Don't refuse the beggar. Who can be a greater beggar than us before you, my Allah? Allah, we put before you your words, my Allah. We are the greatest of beggars, my Allah. We ask you, my Allah, just as you've told us not to refuse the beggar, don't refuse us, my Allah. My Allah, we say to you, what your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma rahmataka arju, fala takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn, wa aslih sha'ni kullahu la ilaha illa ant. Oh my Allah, don't hand me over to myself. If we leave our child, my Allah, and we take our gaze away from him, then he goes astray, my Allah. Then he vents his own emotions. If we keep our hand, then he puts up an act of discipline. Allah, this Ramadan that you've allowed us to fast is because you've put your hand over us. But if you take your hand away from us, my Allah, one Saturday night, one woman, one pearl, one deal will swipe us away, my Allah. Will take us away from this earth, will take us away into deep sin and vice, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we ask you at this time, when there's so much turmoil on the earth, my Allah, we're not complaining to you, but we only cry in our heart to you, my Allah. And we cry to you, not because you don't know. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُخْفِي وَمَا نُعْلِنْ. You know better what our hearts conceal than what our tongues can reveal. But we cry to you because you've told us to cry to you, my Allah. My Allah, there's turmoil on this earth, my Allah. My Allah, there's chaos on this earth, my Allah. My Allah, there's disarray on this earth, my Allah. I go in my house, there's chaos, there's bickering, there's issues. I go in my working environment, my Allah, there's quarreling, there's altercation, there's mismanagement, there's theft taking place. I see, Allah, what's happening on the global stage, Allah. There is great turmoil, my Allah. Great turbulence happening, Allah. Allah, at the Horn of Africa in Somalia. So many of our sisters at this time, my Allah, going through so much difficulty and agony. Some are losing their children while locating from one place to another, my Allah. You make it easy for them. You alleviate the pain and the agony from them, Allah. Allah, you've brought about these situations upon us by your divine wisdom, Allah. We have no rights to question you, but we are equally saying to you, my Allah, we've become orphans, my Allah. The pious are leaving us by the minutes, Allah. Those that we are turning to for guidance, their lives are getting shorter. Allah, as your Nabi had prophesied, Luqa' ibn Luqa' will remain on this earth. Wicked, the son of wicked. Evil, the son of evil, my Allah. When we look around us, my Allah, we've become orphans, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, guide the youth and protect our youth. Allah, our loving, innocent, beloved youth have grown up to become monsters, my Allah. My Allah, they've become monsters. They daring, they challenging, they blasting the music. They spike in their hair, they resembling the opposite gender. My Allah, you guide our youth. My Allah, take pity on them, my Allah, take pity. Allah, this drugs has paralyzed us, Allah. Allah, it has shattered homes, it has made parents cry. Allah, those of our youth that are in the rehabs, Allah, you give them sincerity in their repentance, Allah. Create in their hearts the dislike of these drugs and intoxicants. Allah, free and rid our hearts from all types of sins and intoxicants, O Allah. Allah, free our homes and our environments from music, Allah. Allah, rid our homes from interest and usury, O Allah. Allah, rid our homes from immorality and fornication, O Allah. O Allah, those amongst us that are sick, you give them shifa. Those that are ailing, you cure them, my Allah. Oh my Allah, every day that our eye opens, we hear of a new diagnosis, we hear of a new condition, we hear of a new tragedy, my Allah. My Allah, we barely exit and there is pain and agony. Oh my Allah, everything ultimately lies with you. We ask of you, my Allah, you are the final judge. Ultimately, your decision reigns supreme, Allah. You can just sort it out, my Allah. We're saying in simple language, my darling Allah, sort out this world, my Allah. Sort it out. We have no doubt you are the true Allah. We will never doubt. We believe in you. You are one. You are pure. You are true. You are haq, my Allah. If for whatever reason my prayers are not answered, my Allah, it's my sin and my vice. You remain supreme. You remain independent. You remain self-sufficient, my Allah. My Allah, keep our iman firm on you, O Allah. O Allah, at one stage there were only thieves to steal our goods and belongings. Now there are thugs on our faith and our belongings, Allah. Some are there to loot us of our iman. Others are there to loot us of our belongings. Others are there to loot our sisters of their honor and integrity. Allah, there's just absolute anarchy in this world. We're drawing closer to Qiyamah, Allah. The time of Dajjal is coming closer, my Allah. Our young children have become accustomed to evil terminologies, vulgarity, Allah. Allah, bring modesty on our tongues, bring honesty in our speech, bring respect in our homes, Allah. Allah, bless our youngsters with good partners, bless our sisters with good husbands, Allah. Those unions that are anticipating children, fill their laps with pious, obedient, diligent children. Those that have children and their children have become wicked, Allah, you put them on the correct path, Allah. Those amongst us that have passed on and left this world, Allah, you elevate them in Jannah, O Allah. Many in this community, and in particular two of our very close people who had shared with us, Hafiz Minti Rahmatullah Alayhi and our Muaddin Abdul Shakur, Allah, you give them a comforting reward, Allah. At this moment, bring joy to them in their grave, Allah. Bring happiness to their soul, Allah. And all other people in our family members, Allah, at this very moment, Allah, give us the tranquility and the satisfaction that you have brought ease to them through the humble agency of our supplication, O Allah. Those that have that have incurred any debts, Allah, you free them from those debts, Allah. O Allah, if we have any dues that we owe to people, give us the ability, Allah, to discharge those dues, Allah. If we have offended and insulted anyone in any way, give us the courage to go and apologize for that, Allah. Whatever of this blessed month remains, my Allah, let us capitalize, exploit and maximize of it, O Allah. O Allah, whatever money is outstanding for this masjid and its construction, Allah, you make divine arrangements for the fulfillment of those debts, Allah. O Allah, you put unity in the working team of this masjid, Allah. Put muhabbat and understanding between the imams and the musallis, Allah. Between the trustees and the worshippers, Allah. Let there be coordination. Let there be mutual understanding. Let it be a family unit, Allah. Allah, the other masjid that has been built in our area, let it come to completion and fruition with great ease, Allah. Whatever obstacle and hurdles are there, Allah, you remove it. Oh, my Allah, unite the hearts. Remove the malice of the heart. My Allah, our hearts are so dirty. We find it even difficult to tell you. But how can we hide from you, my Allah? You know everything. We have jealousy for our own blood brothers, Allah. We have fantasies for own sister-in-laws and women in our own homes, my Allah. We think nasty of our own neighbors, my Allah. My Allah, if society has to know what our hearts conceal, the very who greet us will snub us. The very who salute us will shun us, my Allah. How wicked is our heart, my Allah. How evil is our heart, my Allah. We're so desperate for recognition, ever looking for credit, my Allah, ever searching for credit. My kind Allah, give us ikhlas, my Allah. Let us serve your cause diligently, Allah. Let us work for the higher causes of paradise, my Allah. And when it is our time, at the abode you've decided, Allah, let it be a noble abode. Let it be an enviable abode, Allah. Let it be a blessed ending, my Allah. Let not the angel of death find us in a club, my Allah. Let him not find me in a pub, my Allah. Let him not find me dining on the lap of a strange woman. Let him not find me doing something haram. Let him not find me while I'm signing a fraudulent deal, my Allah. Let him not grip and seize me while I cast a nasty glance. Let him not intrude my home while I'm seeing some immoral channels, my Allah. Let him find me in your house while I'm in prostration, my Allah. Please, my darling, beloved, kind, loving, benevolent Allah, give us a good ending, my Allah. My Allah, you are the greatest. You remain the greatest, my Allah. You are supreme. There's no words to describe your greatness. La tudrikuhu al-absar, wa huwa yudriku al-absar. You said no gaze can sight you, yet you see everyone. Wa huwa al-latif, you do things in a very, very amazing way. Khabir, you are all acquainted. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. You've told us to rely on you, for verily death never comes close to you. كَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا. You are acquainted with everything, O Allah. O Allah, everyone that has gathered here, those listening through the receivers, everyone has individual needs. Some have collective needs. My Allah, either there's a divorced woman, or there's an orphan child, or there's some that are going through financial difficulties, or some that are having other issues. My kind, loving, caring Allah, we beg you instantly resolve and fulfill all the legitimate and lawful desires of every person, my Allah. Allah, all those that have requested du'as from us, Allah, and those that have asked from us, Allah, you fulfill everyone's individual need. Oh Allah, we ask from you all the good that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had asked from you. We ask protection against all the evils that he had asked protection against, Allah. We ask you, oh Allah, the very dua that the seven sleepers had asked from you. Rabbana hayyi' lana min amrina rashada. Rabbana hayyi' lana min amrina mirfaqa. Oh Allah, you arrange ease for us in our matters. Oh Allah, you arrange guidance for us in your matters. We say to you, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Allah, make our wives and our children the coolness of our eyes. We say to you, wa aslihli dhurriyati. Reform for us our offspring, oh Allah. We say to you, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Oh my kind Allah, accept from us. Verily, you are the one that is kind and you are the one that accepts. Inna rabbi la sami'ul du'a. Verily, you are one that accepts, oh Allah. Overlook our shortcomings in the completion of the Quran, oh Allah, and accept whatever humble, feeble efforts that we have presented, Allah. Let us return from here, oh Allah, what our hearts cleanse, oh Allah. Let us return from here, Allah. Flush out all the antagonism, the malice, the bickering, the anarchy, the differences, oh Allah. Those that have been victims of any spell that has been cast upon them, or victims of any evil eye or any black magic, oh Allah, and they are going through turmoil, you free them and grant them deliverance, oh Allah. And oh Allah, those who intend doing this, Allah, you destroy them, oh Allah. Those who cast evil eyes and those who have nasty plots, oh Allah, you destroy them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we say to you, Allahumma shdud wat'ataka. Allahumma shdud wat'ataka. Just as your Nabi had said, strengthen your grip on your enemies, oh Allah. We equally say, strengthen your grip on those who intend evil with the Muslims and Islam, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you foil their plots, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you intercept the evil agenda, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let not their plots and their schemes prosper, oh Allah. Allah, restore the glory of this ummah, oh Allah. Restore the honor of this ummah. Once again, Allah, revive the name of this ummah. Oh Allah, you give strength, honor, and victory to this ummah wherever they are. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.